What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, let's get to it. Football today. David, some music, please.
So let's get into a few things here. A lot of teams finally played their second preseason game, and we saw a little bit more here. Let's start with Caleb Williams. He was 6 for 10 total, 107, one touchdown, a 130 passer rating. But the most impressive thing was his first drive. I think Lions fans should be a little scared. That offense looked really good with Caleb Williams in that first drive. Your thoughts on Caleb Williams and the Bears offense?
Okay, I wouldn't say I'd be scared of it. Yes, Ben Johnson's a great coordinator slash head coach, probably. But they were going up against a defense that was playing maybe, I think, one regular, and that was Buffalo. Buffalo looked like the entire game they didn't want to be there. That said, Caleb looked really good. Some of the passes were, you know, Cole Kmet was playing, and the regulars, some of them played. So, yeah, it was good. He got plenty of time to throw the ball.
I'm going to treat this the same way I treat it when the weird, almost obsessed media narrative takes place on Caleb where they trash the kid.
Yeah.
I'm ignoring all of it. I will see it week one. I'm with Stoney on everything he said. But it's the same reason, oh my God, did you see this one rep from practice I filmed from a tree? Not interested.
This one I want to get your thoughts on is about the confidence level that you saw from week one in preseason to week two, which is with Jackson Dart. Sure, he looked good in week one in preseason. He looked a little better in week two, but was it the confidence that you saw in him? He was 14 of 16 for 137, and he also rushed for a touchdown, but he looked under control back there.
All right, this is the only thing I'm going to, because I can't answer all of these by saying I don't care about preseason. Here's the one hope I would have that if you're going to read into it, you lean on this. This was Brian Daboll's hand-selected quarterback. It is a guy that fits what he wants to run. A lot of RPO, a lot of quick decisions, and yes, having some mobility. David, for me to tell you yay or nay in the preseason, I can't. I still think it would be best for Jackson Dart not to play the first 6 weeks of the year. And if the team is bad after that, you turn the reins over. If the team is doing decent, then you don't play him at all. But this is the style the NFL's going to. You see it with Cam Ward. You see it with Jaden Daniels. A lot of the RPO, a lot of the pop passes, a lot of east to west. I can be hopeful, but I'm not getting to excitement.
You can see why he was enamored with them because they're running a lot of the same stuff they tried to do at Mississippi, so he does fit in. And I agree with Mike that if Russell Wilson will be the starter, and if Russell Wilson plays well and they win games, you keep going. But if he doesn't, yeah, you bring him in. There's no way you start the season with him as your quarterback.
This next one here is probably great news for Sam Darnold because the Seahawks decided to go out there and actually show and try to force the run game. They rushed for 268 yards, 5.6 on a clip. And yes, their first round selection, Greg Zabel, was out there on the offensive line and creating havoc out there, creating huge holes. Great sign for Sam Darnold that the run game is going to be what they try to do in Seattle.
I saw something went on Pro Football Focus. Somebody tweeted out Zabel had great grades, if you believe their grades of offensive linemen.
From some guy in Hungary in his basement.
Kenneth Walker III didn't even play in that game. Charbonnet was really good, but they were pounding and pounding the ball, and that is good for a guy like Sam Darnold, who's probably better in play-action situations.
Yes. It'll come down to health. Both K-9 and Charbonnet have had really spotty health track record. If they're available, it's a really nice one, too.
That's a sneaky team to win that division, by the way.
See, Arizona's my deal out there. Enrico makes fun of me, but he always comes back to the same thing. Ooh, Kyler's short. I just stopped listening.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Let's get to
a couple things. That's what he always says.
A couple things from Cleveland here. The first thing is they have named their week one starter.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders, right?
It is Joe Flacco.
Oh, boy.
No surprise there.
It is. Hold on. You're not surprised?
No. I'm not surprised.
No. Especially after the oblique with Sanders.
What about Dylan Gabriel?
Well, we'll get to a Dylan Gabriel thing in a second. But my question for you is, how long is Joe Flacco the starter? Let me give you their first four games against the Bengals at home, at Ravens, Packers, at Lions. Is he still the starter week four?
If he's alive.
Yeah, I'll go with Stoney. I think, is he alive or unalive? But I can't imagine him starting past the first month because that screams 0-4. And I know we don't play schedule game on paper, but who will they be favored in any of those games? No. Who would you take a shot at there? You want to say the Bengals because it's divisional and the Bengals open up usually slow? Maybe. But at a certain point, they drafted not one but two rookie quarterbacks. You got to play one of them. And don't forget, Deshaun Watson's going to have his permission slip from the doctor pretty soon.
Yes.
And they can't cut him because that'd be $139 million in dead money next year.
Yeah, so
what are they going
to
do with Pickett? Just cut him?
Oh, he's hurt now.
Oh,
so
that's right.
They could put him on the IR, I guess. But, Mike, you mentioned Dylan Gabriel, and I don't want to get to his play. I don't really care about that. I just want to say maybe there was an overreaction to a comment he made.
You think?
During a interview during the game where he was asked the question. This was the question asked. They were trying to make sure the outside noise doesn't infiltrate what's going on internally. That was part of the question. He answers, there are entertainers and there are competitors, and I totally understand that. My job is to compete, and that's what I'm doing. And there's more to it. But everyone wanted to make this about Shedeur Sanders.
No, he wasn't talking about Shedeur Sanders. And then he addressed it in the press conference afterwards and says, look, you all are entertainers. That's why I'm not talking about Shedeur Sanders.
We've just – I don't want to go down this lane because it leads me to a place where I just talk for 30 minutes and get angry. We have never been worse as a media, ever. I mean, this 24/7, 365-day-a-year sports thing where people feel like they have to fill every void, dude, this is what happens. Did you see the way Dylan Gabriel looked at a pigeon? He's not fit to start. Read my column. And you're like, what?
Well, no, because there was another one also during the Dallas Cowboys, because Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons was on the podcast and he talked about how he likes Denver. So they tried to use that on their broadcast and say, well, he's out of here. He's going to Denver. It's like, why are you trying to find controversy?
Because that you need to fill the void. What? Stoney's scratching his head. This is a verbal medium, Michael.
I'm agreeing with you. It's they come up with some of the most bizarre stuff. Why? Because they think that idiots like us are going to talk about it.
And then let's close it out with this one because maybe the story was overblown. Matthew Stafford has returned to practice today.
Oh,
he is
stunner.
Moving. He is throwing the ball.
Oh, where's Rico? Oh, Michael. You're missing the mark here. I go, I'm just telling you, the guy had an agreement with the franchise. He wasn't going to bother with camp. Oh, Stafford's back?
He's back today.
By the way, I wanted to ask you one quick thing here. When you mentioned Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Rico and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Who would win who would be able to post each other up if they played one-on-one?
I'd take Kyler.
Okay.
I think Kyler's a far superior athlete.
But he'd post them up, though.
Well, yeah, but that's like a one-on-one lollipop guild game. I mean, who's interested in that?
I know.
Look, I believe Arizona's going to be good. This is the most complete Cardinal team. They invested in the defense. I think they're going to be really good. I take a lot of heat in this show for it. But I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't pick the Niners. I just think Arizona's going to be good.
I don't disagree.
Oh, but he's short. Okay, we got anything else?
That is in football today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.